Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Kindly open our Bible in the book of Psalms, chapter 4. Psalms, chapter 4. Hear me what I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There are many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we praise you, we adore you, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. Let us now thank the Lord for all the goodness and blessings that given unto us. Thank you, Lord, for all your faithfulness, your goodness unto us. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings in form of providing all our needs from our strength, good health, deliverance, salvation, healingness, discipline, kindness. Your word to us to remind us to go on and do the works of yours. For the wisdom how to manage our lives to please you, to sustain from whole week till now and gather once again to worship you in spirit and truth in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Let us now confess our sins and renounce it. God said, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. Lord, cleanse us and purify us once again by your blood of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to forgive us our sins, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, O God, of our unrighteousness, our stubbornness, spirit of doubt, anxiety, depression, Lord. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus, O God. We forgive, Lord. We ask for forgiveness and repent, Lord, of our loss of eyes, of our unwillingness to suffer for your name's sake, and not good steward to all the resources that you entrusted to us, Lord. Lord, we ask, O God, for your mercy upon us to cleanse us, O God. And any, Lord, work of the devil in our worship, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, O God. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests unto God. That you give to God all your weary and burden, and he will give you the rest, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Let us now pray for our family, husband, wives, children, parents, and siblings. Lord, we thank you for our family of Christ. Bless them and provide their needs. We pray for all the husbands to give them good health and strength to provide the needs of his family. We pray for the wisdom how to execute and stand firm by the truth of your word, that they may do it, Lord, in consistent way without compromises, and be example to the people under their care, and extend to others to teach how to be a good husband and father that align unto your word. We pray for the wives, Lord, to give them O God, how to be a submissive, to be submissive fully to their godly husband and be unite with them to implement discipline to their children, for them to grow as one, as a body of Christ. We pray for their good health and strength to do all the works to be done for your glory and deal well with the naughtiness and stubbornness of their children. Lord, we pray for the children to obey their godly parents, to humble down, to have fearful heart, to obey and to follow them from the and to protect them, Lord, from the works of the devil in their lives. Give them wisdom and knowledge to their studies, Lord, and give them obedient heart, O Lord, to help their parents in the household chores. We pray, Lord, for their good health and strength, O God, even for our parents. We pray for their salvation, even for our siblings, Lord. O God, continue, make a way for them, Lord, to be with us to serve you. Let us now pray for our job. Lord, we thank you for our job. We thank you for our salary to provide all our needs and give what is due for you. We pray, O God, to continue to bless our company, to give us more clients and projects. We pray that our light shine upon us, the people around us, for your name will glorify. We pray, Lord, that we have a good example to them, how to be a submissive to our superiors and work diligently to please you, O God, not a man pleaser, but to please you, for you are our master, O God. Lord, we pray for salvation of all the people that we are serving with. Give us perseverance and wisdom how to preach your gospel according to their needs and their lives in the name of Jesus. Let us pray now for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, help them. We pray for them to provide all their needs spiritually and physically. Speak to them through your word. We pray, Lord, to encourage them to go forward and finish the race that you ordained to them in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, relatives, friends, colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you, O God, for all the people that you entrusted to us to teach, to admonish, to rebuke them for your purpose will be done. We is to spread your gospel, to impart to them the salvations and the life to the full when they will obey you. Lord, answer our prayers and move upon their lives to show them that all the messages and and the word that we uttered from our mouth to them is true. We trust you, O God, that through our perseverance to show to them the love of yours, that they will be saved and serve you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for this country, UAE, and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Let us pray for the favor from God and that will be provided for all logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we pray, O God, for this. We thank you, O God, for the place that you brought us here. We pray for peace and you bless this country, for also, O God, we live in peace and bless, O God, by you. Lord, we commit once again our lives to obey and follow their rules and regulations. We pray for salvation of all the people who live here. We continue to intercede for them to know that you are a true God. Lord Jesus, we pray to protect every congregation of your church in every in spread abroad. Use them mightily to impart your gospel and to provide all their needs in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church to grow and all the ministers of the church in evangelism, more Bible studies, and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for your church to teach us how to walk according to your word. We pray to bless all the ministers of the church banking, church clinic, church school, farming, translation ministry, watchmen, children under their parents, publication ministry website. Lord, we pray to further ministry to reach the lost and help people to admonish them to set free from their bondages. We pray to anoint your church to lead us whom you desire, O God, to obey and follow you. Bless all your servants in every nation to continue to serve you. We pray to fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, Bless your church. Lord, bless our worship today. We pray, O God, to bless our recording, our prayers, our songs, our giving, and your word to speak to us today, to obey and to put into practice and mold and to go along to changes that you want us to be. Lord, help us and be with us that our worship will be victorious today by your mighty name of Jesus. All adoration and praises belong to you alone, O God. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. dear God, that we come to worship and adore this very hour. Thank you for the strength. Thank you for the protection. Thank you for the good health that you have given us, that we are able to come to worship you this place. We pray for our brothers and sisters who are not able to come because they are sick, O Lord, that even as we worship you, you will touch them, O Lord God, we pray. Thank you, O Lord God, that you have come, O Lord, to save us from all sickness, from all sin, from all the attacks of the evil one. As we call upon you, O Lord God, we believe, O Lord, that you will come and save us. Hallelujah.
Say to those who are fearful minded, do not be afraid. The Lord your God is strong in his mind.
You will arise again. He will come and save. are just a prayer away from us. Thank you that you have promised that if we ask anything according to your will in your name, you will give us. Thank you, Lord God, above all, that you have saved us and have given us the hope of eternal life. Thank you, Lord, that in our prayers, we call upon you in your name, O Lord Jesus, and you are there to answer us.
Yes, O Lord.
You never sleep. You never slumber. You are always hearing us and watching over us, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes, oh Lord. In our prayer.
When you pray every prayer that you know how to pray.
Yes, oh God.
Just remember the Lord. Of God, my life you've changed.
Continue to grow and grow, will become warmer and warmer, O Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit and by the power of your word. Thank you once more, O Lord God, that as we come to worship you, we believe, O Lord God, that you will meet our needs, O Lord God, physically, spiritually, emotionally, O Lord God, and even intellectually, O Lord God. You will speak in our hearts and in our minds. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offering and first fruit to God. And Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits and all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, with thy presses shall burst you with new wine. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for all the blessings you've given to us, and all what we have is comes from you, Lord. Lord, bless us, open the windows upon us, and rebuke the devourer in our lives. Lord, I pray for this money to bless it and to help the poor and needy, and to expound your kingdom, O God, for your glory. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramesh, our overseer, entitled God's Calling Requirements, Part 50, Criteria and Case for Success. God's Calling Requirements, Part 50, Criteria and Case for Success. Open your Bibles in the book of Genesis, chapter 39, verses 1 to 23. Genesis chapter 39, verses 1 to 3, and I'm reading in King James Version. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not what he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. And she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master worketh not what he is with me in the house. And he hath committed all that he had to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business. And there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, "See, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until his Lord came home. And she spake unto him according to his words, saying, "The Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, "After this manner did thy servant to me," that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Our gracious and merciful God, we thank you for your word. Lord, we pray, O God, give us wisdom and knowledge, Lord, to understand your instruction, your message to us today, O God. Lord, give us an obedient heart, O Lord God. Give us an upright heart, O Lord, so that we can do and follow your instruction to us, O Lord God. Lord, anoint my lips, O Lord, as I read your word today, O Lord, and message. In Jesus' name, amen. When we read Genesis 39 and proceed to read the following chapters of Genesis 40 to 45, we can clearly see that God was with Joseph and prospered him, for God had given him success in whatever he did. But also for sure that God would not be with Joseph and give him success unless there are good characters in Joseph who responded to God's grace and love. As you know, the background and history of Joseph, that he was betrayed by his brothers who have been jealous of him and hated him. They thrown him in a well and they were trying to kill him.
But later on, they took him out, and to make money out of him, they sold him to the Ishmaelites, who took him and sold him again to Potiphar. From what we read in Genesis 39, we can conclude the good characters and the criteria that helped Joseph to be a successful person. Number one, forgiving. Joseph did not carry bitterness and anger and nurse grudges in his heart toward those who harmed him. He did not focus on those who harmed him, and he did not put in his heart and mind to revenge and pay back those who did evil against him. His forgiveness to them opened his eyes to see what the good things that God had prepared for him to do. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness toward those who hurt us will heal our wounds and grant us the progress forward to achieve what God wants from us to achieve. Check yourself if you have that. Number two, humble. Joseph was willing to restart his life as a slave. As a worker and maid in a house, Joseph, as he humbled himself in God's hands, the Lord lifted him up. Then he became attendant, and later on he was put in charge of Potiphar's household and over all that he owned. Many are unwilling to start from low position or least income job, but in such way, they are missing God's provision and his grace for them. Even after Joseph was well established in Potiphar's house, he was betrayed by Potiphar's wife, and that spoiled all what he had built. But even when he was put in prison, he still did not give up, but he started from the beginning. Be like Joseph, willing to start from the scratch. Number three, willing to be humiliated. Joseph was humiliated by his own brothers when they thrown him in the well. He was also humiliated when his brothers used him to make money. He was also humiliated when the Ishmaelites sold him as a slave to Potiphar. He was humiliated when he was accused falsely by Potiphar's wife. And he was humiliated when he was thrown into prison and stayed there long time. Such kind of humiliation we may pass through, and the Lord will allow that to happen. God wants us not to focus on the hurt we receive, but on his grace that can sustain us and support us in days of troubles and in times of need. Many who pass through humiliating circumstances, they don't accept that, and for them, such things should not happen. Instead of accepting that as normal, they react and go into grief. And they withdraw themselves and become unwilling to adjust and allow God to heal their wounds. People who are unwilling to be humiliated, you hear from them such expressions. I don't think I can forgive. I cannot forget what had happened. How they can say that, or how they can do that. I don't think I can recover. If you among such people and react as they react, your healing will delay and your progress in life will be far from you. Be like Joseph. Forget what had happened and don't look to your wounds, but look to the healer, our God, and look forward to the new way and the road that the Lord have paved for you, the way of success, and look forward to the prosperity that is waiting for you. Number four, loyal and submissive to his master. By virtue and criteria, being the son of Jacob and a believer and worshiper of God, Joseph is higher than Potiphar and even higher than the jailer. But as he was put under them, he was willing to listen and obey their instructions. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Arguments and quarreling with your boss will not serve you or help you. It will just make life more difficult. If your master is cruel and non-understanding, the best thing you do with him is to keep calm and silent and continue to do your work in the proper way and pray for him as Jesus advised us. Luke chapter 6, verse 28. Luke chapter 6, verse 28. Bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully use you. Number 5, diligent. God would not grant Joseph the success unless he was diligent worker and active in doing all his duties and responsibilities. God will not bless lazy people with success. You need to be diligent and active in your work, and God shall bless the work of your hands. Joseph would not be successful unless he was punctual and keep time and appointments. Be the same like Joseph as a person who knew well his job and what he need to do. The Word of God, it teaches us the way how to live our lives in a successful way. There are commands the Word of God declares and dictates we need to heed and follow in our lives so that His grace will have its full effect and impact in our lives. From the real story of Joseph, we can learn more important spiritual truth and facts, and in applying them, we will find ourselves prosperous and successful. Number 6, faithfulness and living in the fear of God. Joseph was faithful to God in keeping the commands of God alive and true in his life. He showed his responsible behavior to keep his identity as a Hebrew person belong to God by keeping himself pure, refusing to sin against God. Psalms 119, verse 11. Psalms 119, verse 11. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. As well as he showed his faithfulness to God by working hard in a responsible way in his assignment in the house and in the field. He was a trustworthy person. He knew his responsibilities and he was doing them. He showed he is a responsible and dependable person following what God's word says. Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 to 25. Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 to 25. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. You do the same in your lives, to fear God and refuse to do wrong and be faithful in your work by being disciplined, punctual, effective, and fruitful in your service. Number 7, trusting God. Joseph trusted the Lord and his word. He showed that by his willingness to continue to do right and obey God's word and commands even when things went wrong or in opposite direction. You also do the same during trials and struggles. Trust God and continue in this life to fully obey Him and walk in His ways. When things go wrong, continue to pray and cry to God. Trust Him and He will do something good to you to uphold you with His grace. Number 8, capability to adapt. Joseph brought from Hebrews family and brought in Egypt to live in an Egyptian house. There are lots of things different that Joseph faced in his new atmosphere, like the difference in the language, dress, type of food, and other differences in culture and habits. Joseph was able to adapt to the differences, but when it comes to sin, Joseph did not adapt himself with people's ways in living in sin. Capability to adapt with the new culture and atmosphere that God is bringing you is a key for success. But be aware that adaptation to the new atmosphere does not allow you to sin as the people of the world sin and live away from God. Number 9, be a good steward. Joseph was a good manager to what had been entrusted to him. To be a good steward, he was a man of wisdom. He knew how to handle people and knew how to speak to each and every person. Joseph even he spoke well to the woman who kept on tempted him to follow her in bed and sin against us. He told her this wise word, Genesis chapter 39:8-9. Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he had to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? He spoke the truth in love to her. He preached to her the gospel by showing her the sin clearly and directed her to obey God. You need to be wise how to speak and how to present the gospel to each and every person put under your care. Being a steward included under Joseph care finances, and for sure Joseph managed finances well. One of the important aspects of person's life is finances, and to know how to manage finances is a key for success. It does not need you much money for success, but rather wisdom how to handle what you have. Number 10 is skillfulness. Joseph used all his skills to manage the work in the house and in the field. Therefore, as he was successful in that, he was put in charge of everything in the house and in the field. The word of God tells us that his master, Genesis 39 verse 6, and he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. Skill is needed to overcome difficult situation and will bring success. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10. If the iron be blunt and he do not whet the edge, then must be put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. The same to you, if you want to be successful, then be diligent and from this time on, start to use all the skills that God had entrusted in your hand. Put in your mind that God had good plans for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Therefore, obey God's word and apply what it says, and you will be prosperous and successful. Number 11, standing firm against temptations. One of the important points that accompany success is the style of high discipline. Joseph was highly disciplined and knew his responsibilities very well, and he kept his commitment toward God, toward his employer, and toward the people and the society that God had placed him in. We need to ask, what are the temptations that Joseph had exposed to and was able to exercise self-control and overcome? Letter A, sexual immorality. Joseph was exposed to that through the temptation of his master's wife, Genesis 39:6-8. And Joseph was a goodly person and well-favored, and it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me," but he refused. Joseph was handsome and well-built, but he knew well that if God had blessed him with that, he should not use it in a wrong way. Sexual immorality is one of the common and dangerous temptations that man or woman would be exposed to. The question is how to overcome that. You must be a clear-minded. God's plan for you that one day you will have a family. God will provide for you the right partner when you are ready and well-equipped for marriage. Those who had prepared their minds in such a way will not find that difficult to resist temptations. The fear of God will impart wisdom and understanding in your life, that you will be aware that premarital sex is an effective tool to destroy your life. Sex has a responsible aspect that God gave for reproduction, and reproduction will only be possible when the atmosphere is ready for that, when the man is ready spiritually and well provided materially. Psalms chapter 37, verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Many, they go for dating, and many, they go for courting because they don't fear God, and they don't wait upon his perfect timing. But they will fall in sin, and they will carry the consequence of their sins. Don't be envious of those people who do such, as well as there is no enjoyment in such style of living. Sure, they will pay the costly price of their sins. Wait upon God and be patient. He had a good plan for you. He is preparing you and is going to bless you with a family life. What Joseph did to overcome that temptation? First, he refused to go with the woman. You need to prepare your mind for action to refuse and to say no to such things. Second, he refused to be with her or near her. It is not enough to say no, but also you need to go away, because intimacy reduces self-control. In fact, intimacy is an indicator of reduction of self-control. Third, he was diligent to attend his duties. One way to overcome temptation is to be yoked and get involved in doing your responsibilities. Fear God, submit fully to him, and the devil will go away from you. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Fourth, change the atmosphere and be away from the opposite sex. As much as you can, walk and live with godly people. Be with your gender, boy with boys. and girl with girls to avoid temptations. Avoid watching movies and the TV programs and YouTube that will ignite your feelings and emotion with the opposite sex. Be with your Bible and listen to God and obey Him. Letter B, money. As Joseph was in charge of the house and the field, then sure there was money, affairs circulating under his care. And it was not reported that he stole money. One important aspect and key for success is your honesty in regard to the money of others that put under your care. Don't be tempted to steal or to use some of it for your personal benefit. That money is not for you. It was only put under your care to manage it well. You need to fix your eyes on Jesus, who will provide you with all your needs and give you your food at the proper time. Don't look to the people or put your eyes on their money that will not help you. Trust God, work hard, and be diligent, and God will provide for you. As well as a good steward for money, you need to tithe your income and give to God your first fruit and your offerings. Act faithfully and keep good record if your work involves money transactions. Letter C, abuse of power. As Joseph was in charge, then different people would be under his authority. It was not mentioned that Joseph used his authority to abuse and to take advantage of those who are under his care. The Word of God tells us the following, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 9. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 9, "And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is the respect of persons with him." You do the same. As the Lord is lifting you up, don't be tempted to abuse and exploit those who are under your supervision. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 to 9. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 to 9. "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." My dear and beloved, let us now review the criteria that we had expounded today from Genesis 39, and let us check ourselves what we lack from the criteria. Now let us ask God to deal with us so we can develop what we lack of this criteria. Number one, being forgiving person. Number two, being a humble person. Number three, willing to be humiliated. Number four, being loyal and submissive to your master. Number five, being a diligent person. Number six, being faithful to God and living in the fear of the Lord. Number seven, being a person who trusts in God and rely fully on Him. Number eight, being a person capable to adapt. Number nine, be a good steward with time, finances, and with people. Number 10, having skillfulness. And number 11, being highly disciplined and standing firm against temptations of sexual immoralities, money, and abuse of power with people. Allow God to mold you and work in your life. Humble down before Him and accept all the discipline, the trials, and the hardship that He is allowing in your life, so He can build you up in the way that you will be a successful person. Repent from your sins. Repent of laziness. unforgiveness, pride, carelessness, arrogance, anger, immoralities, worldliness, unfaithfulness, and repent of being bad in handling your money and wasting money. Repent of being abusing the people and not careful to handle people in the light of God's word. Repent of being choosy, obstinate, and not willing to comply with the plan of God for you. Now, ask God to forgive you the sins that you have, that you confessed, and ask Him to start to mold you in the way that He desires to make you the person that He wants you to be. Let us all stand and let's pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins, and give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that makes things clear to me and had showed me what are the things that causing me failure. Lord, as I repent of my sins, Lord, I ask you to help to recover and to go back to the good plan that you have for me. Lord, lead me and help me to live and to do your will in my life. Lord, give me one more chance and restore me. Yes. Oh Lord, let the life of Joseph and what you did to him come also in my life. Yes. As I repented of my sins. Yes. I commit myself to serve you and live my life for you. Yes. Lord, give me self-control, yes, patience, long-suffering, love, gentleness, kindness, and perseverance, so I can overcome all the temptations and to wait upon you till you will fulfill your good plan for me. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who repented from their sins, that you will work greatly in their lives. Lord, restore them and make them fruitful and successful in their lives. Lord, I pray that you will use them to serve you once again and to do what is good and right in your eyes.
To love you and to live in.
Lord, I pray for those who are weak among them, that you will watch over them and help to overcome and be strong in your grace, and that they will start to obey and apply your word in their lives. Lord, we pray for the church to grow. We pray for more evangelism and for more souls to be harvested. Lord, we pray for more Bible studies to be planted. Lord, we pray that our life testimony will be a good testimony to attract others to follow you. Lord, bless us and enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not fail pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.